శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పశ్చాత్ దేశతారిణే వంశాకల్పద్రుభ్యస్య కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనిభ్య వైష్ణవేభ్య నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయత్. నష్టప్రాయశభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతిరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. ముఖం కరుతి వాచలం పంగుం లంఘాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురో దినతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్న ఈశ్వరం. సాక్షాధరిత్వేన సమస్త శాస్త్రై రుక్తస్తథా భావ్యత ఏవ సద్భి కింతు ప్రభర్య ప్రియ ఏవ తస్య వందే గురు శ్రీ చరణారవిందం. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే. హరే కృష్ణ. టుడే మార్నింగ్ వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సెకండ్ క్యాంటో ఫిఫ్త్ చాప్టర్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 11 అండ్ టైటిల్ ఆఫ్ ది చాప్టర్ ఇస్ ది కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కాజెస్. And this is conversation between Lord Brahma and Narad Muni. So, we heard from so many exalted Vaishnavas nice description. And here, Lord Brahma is giving the ultimate description about the material manifestation or material creation. We know nowadays people are trying to approach to the cause of all causes. They try in so many ways, but unfortunately they never open Bhagavatam, which is, you know, most easy to do. Srila Prabhupada once he was giving lecture and he said, you know, if we want to know who is our father, what is the easiest process? Go ask to mother. But if we try, no, I'll not ask my mother, I'll test gene for everyone. So whoever will be, you know, similar to me, that is my father. So that's simply foolishness. So Vedic knowledge is so pure, if one can understand, actually technically he will understand everything. And we may say that's maybe imagination or this, that. But the materialistic people so foolish, anything beyond their perception means that is imagination or what is they call mythology or something. One day I was reading one article that described around 18th century, one person from Maharashtra, he built a plane, aeroplane, according to Vedic description. It's called Mercury Biman. So scientists, even they beyond their perception, and unfortunately he got killed by some other person. And he described that in Vedic Shastra there is 25 type of aeroplane. So he made only one, and he was trying others. So when he made The other people are so jealous, and then they thought, oh, this person is going to, you know, make trouble for us, so better make it clear. So this is the mentality of modern science. You know, whatever they don't understand, they will try to ignore. And whatever people will try to establish which is truth, if that is will be problem for them, so they will make something arrangement for that. But Srimad Bhagavatam is so pure, they don't have to spend trillions of dollars and lots of time, lifetime effort to inquiry how this world came. Simply if they will read Lord Brahma's description, they will get all the point, everything. So today we'll read text number 11. Please repeat the verse. Yena swarachisa vishwam. Yena swarachisa vishwam. Rachitam rachomai. Sorry, rachayami aham. Rachitam rachayami aham. Yatha arka ganair. Yatha samo. Yatharko ganir yatha samo. Yataksha graha tarakaha. Jataksha graha taraka. Yena swarachisa vishwam. Rachitam rachayami aham. Yatharka yatharka ganair yathasamo. Yatharksha grahataraka. Yena swarachisa vishwam. Rachitam rachayami aham. Yatharka ganair yathasamo. Yatharksha graha taraka. Yena charachisham vishwam. Rachitam rachayamiham. Yathakagunair yathasama. Yatharkagraha taraka. Yena swarachisa vishwam. Rachitam rachasaham. Yatharkagunair yathasama. Jataksha graha taraka. Mataji's place. Yena swarachisa vishwam. Rachitam rachamaham. Yatharkagunair yathasama. Please repeat word to word meaning. Yena by whom? Swarachisha by his own influence. Vishwam all the world. Rachitam already created potentially. Rachayami. Do manifest. Aham. I. Yatha. As much. Arkaha. The sun. Agnihi. Fire. Yatha. As. Somaha. The moon. Yatha. As also. Raksha. Sorry. Is it? Riksha. Riksha. Firmament. Graha. Influential planets. Taraka. The stars. Translation. I create after the Lord's creation by His personal influence known as the Brahmayoti. Just as when the sun manifests its fire, the moon, firmament, the influential planets, and the twinkling stars also manifest their brightness. Please repeat translation. I create after the Lord's creation by His personal influence, known as the Brahmayoti. Just as when the sun manifested its fire, the moon, the firmament, the influential planets, and the twinkling stars also manifest their brightness. Purport. Lord Brahmaji said to Narada that his impression that Brahma was not the supreme authority in the creation was correct. Sometime less intelligent men have the foolish impression that Brahma is the cause of all cause. But Narada wanted to clear that matter by the statements of Brahmaji, the supreme authority in the universe. As the decision of the Supreme Court of a state is final, similarly, the judgment of Brahmaji, the supreme authority in the universe, is final in the Vedic process of inquiring knowledge. As we have already affirmed in the previous verse, Naradji was liberated soul. Therefore, he was not one of less intelligent men who accept a false god or god in their own ways. He represented himself as a less intelligent and yet intelligently presented a doubt to be cleared by the supreme authority, so that the uninformed might take note if it and be right informed about the intricacies of the creation and the creator. In this verse, Brahmaji clears up that wrong impression held by the less intelligent and affirms that he creates the universal varietiesness after the potential creation by the glaring effulgence of Lord Krishna. Brahmaji has also separately given his statement in the Samhita known as the Brahma Samhita, where he says, Yasya prabhava prabhavato जगदंड कोटि कोटिश्व शेष वसुधादि विभूति भिन्नम तद् ब्रह्म निष्कलम अनंत अशेष भूतम गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहं भजामि. आई सर्व द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड गोविंद द प्राइमल लॉर्ड हुज ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडीली इफुलजेंस नोन एज द ब्रह्म ज्योति विच इज अनलिमिटेड unfathomed and all perceived is the cause of all creation of unlimited numbers of planets, etc., with varieties of climates and specific condition of life. The same statement is in Bhagavad Gita 14.27. Lord Krishna is the background of the Brahma Yati. Brahmanahi Pratishtaham. In the Nirukti or Vedic dictionary, the importance of Pratishtha is mentioned as that which establishes. So the Brahma Yati is not independent or self-sufficient. Lord Shri Krishna is ultimately the creator of the Brahma Yati. Mention it in this verse as Swarochisha, or the influence of the transcendental body of the Lord. This Brahma Jyoti is all pervading, and all creation is made possible by the potential power. Therefore, the Vedic hymns declare that everything that exists is being sustained by the Brahma Jyoti. Swarvam khalu idam Brahma. Therefore, in potential seed of creation is the Brahma Jyoti, and the same Brahma Jyoti, unlimited and unfathomed, is established by the Lord. Therefore, Lord Shri Krishna is ultimately the supreme cause of all creation. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. One should not expect that Lord to create like a blacksmith with a hammer and other instrument. The Lord creates by his potencies. He has his multifarious potencies. Parasya Saktir Vividaiva Shruyate. Just as the small seed of a banyan fruit has the potency to create big banyan tree, the Lord dismantles all varieties of seeds by his potential Brahmajyoti, Swarochisha. And the seeds are made to develop by the watering process of person like Brahma. Brahma cannot create the seeds, but he can manifest the seed into a tree, just as a gardener helps plants and orchids to grow by the watering process. The example cited here of the sun is very appropriate. In the material world, the sun is the cause of all illumination, fire, electricity, the ray of the moon, etc. All luminaries in the sky are creation of the sun. The sun is the creation of the Brahma Jyoti, and the Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence of the Lord. Thus, the ultimate cause of creation is the Lord. Hare Krishna. In this verse, how Brahma is declaring about his creation, how he create as a secondary creator, primary creator. He is always giving the supreme position to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada, he is so expertly establishing that Lord Krishna is the cause of all causes. And Srila Prabhupada, he quoted the Brahma Samhita, which is statement by Lord Brahma, that he is saying, Yasya prabhava prabhavata jagadanda koti koti shvashesha vasudadi vibhuti vinnam. So Lord has so many type of potency, and yet Brahmaji giving that statement that he get inspiration and knowledge and everything, all the subtle materials for the creation from Brahma Yoti. And then he mix them and he developed them. So it's like a gardener. Srila Prabhupada gave perfect example how a gardener, when he gets seeds and he follow the procedure of taking care and then he make them tree. So Lord Brahma did same thing. He got the ingredients from the Brahma Yoti and then he took care it and he creates all this material creation. And somebody might think, oh no, Srila Prabhupada explained here that less intelligent person, you know, they will think, oh, actually Brahma is creator. So it is not. It's not like that. Maybe we can see that, you know, in front of us Brahma is creating, but that's a secondary creation, like a cook. When cook prepare any preparation, what he does? Did he manifest anything? No. But yet if you ask, who cooked that sabji? Who made that sabji? Oh, maybe Sumant Prabhu. But do we create anything? No. We take the ingredient and mix up them and make something different. We give some different shape. Potato is round, we cut in cube and put in the sabji. So that's maybe looks different, but it is created by someone else. So same thing, Lord Brahma, he take all the subtle ingredients from the Lord. And here in this verse, it is described that the Brahma Jyoti provide everything. So because of that, many people has the misconception or misunderstanding that the Brahma Jyoti is cause of all causes. So therefore, Brahma Jyoti is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because everything coming from Brahma Jyoti. But logically, if we think, how come Brahma Jyoti providing everything? And how Brahma Jyoti, where is Brahma Jyoti coming from? And what is this? Actually, if we think very subtle, we can see that from the form, formless come from form. When we go to topic on Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we say that from the form, the formless come, or formless come from the form. An impersonal aspect come from personal aspect. Then we will not believe. But day to day life, we can see that. But we never realize. You know. Just a example. I am Sucharu Govardas. I have my leg, head and everything, isn't it? Yet I am speaking. I am talking. Which has no form. Isn't it? So, the formless is coming from the form. You'll have no example that the formless is coming from form. There is nothing exist in this world. But you can see so many examples that the formless is coming from the form. Like how a nice flower in its blossom, and then we can smell the fragrance. That one don't have any form, but it has a source, and that source has the form. This is the logic says that. So the Brahmajyoti, it has a source. Maybe Brahmajyoti is no, there is no certain form, but the source of Brahmajyoti has the form, which is Lord Krishna. And everywhere in the Shastra it is mentioned that, almost all Shastra mention, but it is up to us how much we understand that the Brahmajyoti is Krishna, Lord Krishna's effulgence. So in Bhagavad Gita, even Lord Krishna gives statement, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Especially like Mayavadis, what they argue that Lord Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, they will accept. And why did they argue? Yet, he took a material body in this material world for understanding us. Okay, he took a material body. So if he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, his statement must be supreme truth, not only truth. There shouldn't be any doubt. But when he gives statement, they will not accept that. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur always said, Ardha Kutkuti philosophy. They will take half hand and they will reject half. So Krishna saying, Brahmanahi Pratishtaham. I am the source of Brahmajyoti, or I establish Brahmajyoti. So why we not accept? No. Then they will say, no, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. But they pretend, you know, some people they don't understand even what is mean that. Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma, everything is a Brahma. What is explanation of that? Aham Brahmasmin. What is mean that? I am the supreme absolute truth. What is truth? We are Satchidananda. It's indicating the soul. It's not that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, Mahaprabhu gave that philosophy Achinta Vedavet Tattva. If somebody look at that very carefully, then they will understand the relationship between Jiva and Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham Brahmasmi, that's true. You know, once, this is the people, they looked at Shastra and they don't study it. They just read and they, oh, it's like that. And then they speculate. And they imitate. And that's where the problem starts. You know, once Shankaracharya, he was traveling through South India in different pilgrimage. So, and he was reciting Vedas like anything. He has no out conscious. He is just chanting the Veda and then he was walking. So what happened? He was walking through an alcohol shop. And there was some alcohol outside. And then he was reciting the same verse, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. And then he just took some and he drank it. And he has so many followers. Some of them. Hey, wait a minute, he is a sannyasi. He drank alcohol. So that means we are his followers. We must do as well. Let's go. And some of them, they said, wait a minute, look, his position is and our position different. Even though we are same, we are Brahmasmin, but he is in different level, we are in different level. So we don't know why he drank that, why he did that. So better not to drink. And some of them said, no, Gurudev did means we must do that. And they drank. And they become very drunky. And then they're walking like how drunks work, drunker work. And after few hours, He approached to a blacksmith shop where blacksmith melted the iron and kept in a pot. And he has no out conscious. So the Shankaracharya, he took that liquid iron and he drank it. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. He drank it. Now, those who are drank before, you know, alcohol, they are thinking, wait a minute, now we got problem. What will happen now? So, now they start arguing. What happened? Now you have to drink that one as well. Then they're thinking, oh no, I think we have to leave the group. So they left. This is the situation. So people, they don't understand the acharya statement and their behavior. They misunderstand. They try to copy. And that's why all the misunderstanding comes from. Even once I went to South India in Kanchipuram, and there we met Kanchipuram Shankaracharya. And one of my senior godbrother, he was in South India, now he's sannyasi. So I was with him. I mean, we were four devotees, and then he asked, what happened? Shankaracharya gives statement, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam Mudamate. And then what explanation he gave, you know, those who are Muda, they will worship Govinda. So everything they will do upside down. Why? You know, I like this statement by Radha Govinda Maharaj. He always say, you know, those who say Alak Niranjan, actually they are Alosh Niranjan. So means they are full of laziness. They don't want to do service, so that's if they will say Alak Niranjan, that means there is no service, nothing to do. If they will say there is form, then there will be arati, offering, shayan, and jagaran, so many things to do. So better to say Alak Niranjan, do nothing. So even though Shastra will give statements, sadhu will say them, but still they will not accept because of their, you know, the mental speculation. And people are so foolish, they never looked at Bhagavatam and never looked at Shastra, what Shastra giving philosophy. So Lord Brahma here is so clearly saying that everything coming from Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He is cause of all causes. Even in Shruti it said, isn't it? Badanti tat tattvidam yad gyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdate. There is a chronology for understanding, for perceive the supreme truth or supreme knowledge, sorry, the absolute truth and knowledge about Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first is Brahma, Paramatma, and then Bhagavan. There is superior, what is called, form of the Lord. Even Kunti Maharani said, you know, what is the verse? Maya Javanika Chanam Adaksha Jamabhayam. What is the next word? Next line. Nalaksha Se Muradrisha Nato Nato Dharajatha. Isn't it? So, the thing is, the living entity, when first thing Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, you know, those who are actually say, I am formless, they are offender. When somebody commits offense, Krishna will not reveal himself very easily. So Kunti Maharani even is, she said, Maya Javani Kachanam. Krishna has like curtain in front of him. We cannot see. What is that curtain? This is Brahma Jyoti actually. And Brahmaji make that clear. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanani. If you want to see through that light, you need the Prema Bhakti. Only that can, you know, that can go beyond than Brahma Jyoti. That is the fact, you know. Like we see the electric bulb. If that is, imagine a halogen, 2000 watt. It's outside, maybe 200 meter far away. What you will see? Only see the light. We cannot see the halogen form because of that brightness. But if somebody will wear some very powerful sunglass, the light will be reduced and you can see there is halogen. Isn't it? So same way, Krishna's body is so effulgent and it's so bright. The karmi, forget about karmi, jnani and yogi, they see, but they see only the light because they don't have the prema bhakti. So actually bhakti can only, with the bhakti only we can see Krishna. Jnana and vairagya and whatever, we cannot see Krishna. We can only approach to Brahma Yoti or Paramatma form. So if we want to see, so we have to be premanjana churita bhakti vilauchanena. We must have prema bhakti. Otherwise, nobody can reveal Krishna's form. And Srila Prabhupada, he always give emphasized on Krishna's form. Why? Because that is more attractive form. It's more most relishable, and we can reciprocate him, and we can serve him. We can feel it. And imagine you can, if you want to feel the Brahma Jyoti, you can do yourself. You know, sit in a room or sit in here in the temple and close your eyes and try to think this room is empty. If you try to think that room is empty, definitely it is not possible. Nobody can do that. No one. It's impossible to think that this room is empty. We cannot. Because we have seen the form, someone sitting, there is deity, there is grill, Prabhupada is sitting there. So, the one image already within our brain. As soon as you will close the eyes and you will try to think, those things will come out. It will not make you empty. But if you simply, you will try to imagine, oh, there is Radha Vallabh, Gaur Nitai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani, Prabhupada sitting there. Close your eyes, you can see them. It's easy. Easy method. But if you try to think nothing, it will be never possible. So same thing with the soul, because soul was with the Krishna, and Krishna has varietiesness in the Goloka Vrindavan. So living entity, remember that. So when living entity meditate on the same form, same pastimes and everything, so it's easy, it just comes up, it just reveal. It just reveal naturally. But when the living entity try by force to think like, oh, I must think Brahma Jyoti means everything, shunya, everything, empty, nothing. So it's very difficult. Klesha adhikatara, what is that? Abhyakta chetasha. So there is more difficulties, more suffering. Yeah. So there is so many statements. But people are so foolish still, they will, no. This is the conditioned soul condition. Whatever close, they will try to open that one. Whatever difficulties, they will go there. Must be something. So this is, that's why actually we are in this material world. You know, we were serving nicely Krishna and we was enjoying ourselves. And then we was thinking, oh, how Krishna is enjoying, why not try that one? So that's why people, they don't want to take the easy process. But it is so easy, so nice to accept that Krishna has nice form. Shyamang Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham. Beautiful, you know, all attractive. Why should we think about Brahma Jyoti? You know, there is nothing, only light. Of course, even though that's light, you know, we shouldn't criticize or like think, oh, that is less potency or less powerful. No. Because whatever coming from Krishna, that's complete. You know, Purna Om Purna Mada, Purna Midam, पूर्ण पूर्णात् पूर्णम अदुच्यते, पूर्णस्य पूर्णम आदाय पूर्णम एवं अवशिष्यते. सो इवन द दैट ब्रह्मज्योति दैट्स कंप्लीट, बट द फैक्ट इज द लिविंग एंटिटी, फॉर द लिविंग एंटिटी, इट्स नॉट फॉर द लॉर्ड और नॉट फॉर द फॉर्म, फॉर अस दैट द कृष्णस फॉर्म इज द बेस्ट थिंग टू मेडिटेट. And that's how our we can engage our mind very easily toward to him. And Srila Prabhupada, top of that, Srila Prabhupada, he gives so nice procedure that, you know, it's like, you know, you are in the crowd in the train station, you don't have to even walk. Just stay there, people will push you and you will be in the train. It's like Melbourne station. So Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. Thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any comments and questions, please. Yes, Guru.
Quite logical kind of contradiction that appears.
Yeah.
Here we understand that everything material, the material elements are manifesting through the Ramajyoti. And you also said that the formless through the form.
Yeah.
So it appears that they're interdependent. The form is coming through the formless.
Yeah.
And then the formless is coming through the form. So this is what the mundaners may argue, that see, one is dependent on the other, there's no need of God here.
Actually the thing is the reservoir of formless is coming from the form. But they can say like the, all this thing is coming from formless. Is it? This is your question, isn't it? So actually that formless has also form. You know what is the form is? That's all the liberated living entity. That is the Brahmajyoti. Technically that's also not formless.
Because that's how the Mayavadi is.
Yeah, but you know, ask them how, what is the Brahmajyoti created? How it is, what is this actually? What is that materials? Sorry, ingredient. It is the unlimited liberated soul they're residing there. There, yeah, yeah. That is the and living entity has form. Isn't it? Yeah? Yes.
They say that Brahmavi Pratishtha Aham.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know, if you want to do argu, so you can do anyway. That's, you know, if like, you know, in Bengal there is a nice logic. One person said that if somebody can tell me 2 + 2 how much, I'll give my best cow from my goshala. So then his wife asked, "Are you foolish?" He said, "No, no, you are foolish." I said, "What?" Anybody, even a children can tell, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. I say, yeah, they can say, but if I will understand, then only, isn't it? That's up to me. If I will not accept, so who can make me understand? So the thing is, if we want to do argu, nobody can win if I will not accept anything. You know, this is the thing, Srila Prabhupada once also he said, like, people are argue-minded. They don't want to accept. That's why they are arguing. They are not arguing because they want to know. If they want to know, what is the procedure? The tadbiddhi pranipatena. They will ask the question with the respect and humility. And then the answer is given by the person. They will respect and they will follow. But unfortunately, they will not. So, when the people are going, we must, you know, say them, read Shastra and, you know,
what. Even though there are statements in the Bhagavad Gita, Natta, Paratara, Nanya,
yeah.
There is no truth superior to you and the ultimate.
Yeah.
Even though they can't manipulate that statement, they stick to this one. Don't look at that one.
Look at this one. Now, Bhagavad Gita is all its importance. You know, If you will say, in my body only head is important, so cut off other part and walk through, you know, how you feel like. Can you survive if you, there will be no belly? Belly doesn't work. So they are like, you look only this one, don't look others, because there is trouble. So it's not like that. When we will accept Krishna, that means we have to accept it. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he make a chronology that first we have to read Bhagavad Gita, then Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books. So this chronology, because of when you read carefully Bhagavad Gita statement, there shouldn't be any doubt within us that, oh, how come Krishna did this one? This thing we shouldn't have in the mind. That's why Bhagavad Gita. So it will establish that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever he is doing, whatever his activities, whatever he is saying, that is his, superior than anything else. And when we have that mood within our heart, that whatever Krishna is saying, that is the absolute truth, then we can enter in Bhagavatam. If we have the doubt, so that means we should read Bhagavad Gita and go again and have a look. Thank you so much, Prabhu. If there is no question and comments, we'd like to stop here. Thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari.